Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Major League Baseball has locked out its players. Now they have creepy silhouettes of all the players on rosters on their websites and stuff. It's, have you seen that?
No. Like, actually their websites?
On the websites, instead of player pictures, they got silhouettes next to the names. Well, you kind of have to. It's the business of it. And speaking of the business of baseball, we bring on Maury Brown, a Forbes MLB writer at Bizball Maury on Twitter. Kind enough to join us. How you doing, Maury?
I'm doing great, Dusty. And AJ, how are you?
Very well.
I just saw that.
We have a lockout for the first time since 1990 in baseball. The first work stoppage since, what, 94, 95. And this is never good news in any sport when it happens. But it didn't catch anybody off guard. How long has baseball been careening down this path to a work stoppage in 2021?
Well, I think it really picked up steam last year. I mean, you know, it was quite acrimonious trying to get the 60-game shortened season in that happened during the pandemic. The players filed a $500 million grievance because they felt they could get the whole season in. The league filed a counter grievance for the same amount, of course. They're saying, of course not. We couldn't do it. It's unrealistic. It's the pandemic. And the Players Association brought on a high-powered guy named Bruce Meyer to help on the labor side, because the feeling has been that the last two labor deals really did skew toward the owners. And the players said, we need to make that stop. We need to either put the brakes on it, or not only put the brakes on it, but claw back in some fashion.
So it sounds like this was pretty highly anticipated as far as these negotiations not going anywhere. But the lockout, who initiated that, and how does a lockout end, I suppose? Like, what's the first step in the next phase of this?
Yeah, so the player or the owners called the lockout. Doesn't make sense for the players to call a strike because they're not collecting a paycheck in the offseason. So it's a lever that the owners will pull. They don't have to by law. They use it as a mechanism to try and lever the sides to get stuff done. I mean, if I was going to pick a date, AJ, you'd have to probably look at something no later than February 1st. Right now, free agency trades, any stuff that's going on with the players is completely frozen. And you mentioned, you know, all these silhouettes. That's actually done as a legal thing that the league has said, because they're not supposed to have player likenesses and, you know, involved in all this stuff. So
wow.
It gets pretty wacky in the internet age. So February 1st would really allow about 2 weeks before spring training would start for free agency to open back up, trades to happen, everything that would need to take place to allow that to move forward. The other pieces that have happened is the baseball winter meetings have largely been canceled. And the Rule 5 draft for the MLB side, the minor league side will still happen, but the Rule 5 draft for MLB has been postponed indefinitely. So we're really frozen, seriously. And if you turn on MLB Network right now, it looks like state-run television. I mean, they're not showing any pictures of players. They're not talking about the nearly $2 billion worth of free agency signings that happened in the week leading up to it. There's no pictures of players. It's weird.
Wow.
So it's a really strange time.
Now, Maury, it's a strange sport, though, because, you know, we see things like, $40 million, Max Scherzer's breaking the bank. You see every single year, it seems like we have a new record deal in Major League Baseball, and guys are getting paid an incredible amount, and it's all fully guaranteed. But there is also a very legitimate gripe that the players have in this, in that it may sound weird because we have these record-breaking deals every offseason, but a lot of the guys aren't getting paid. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how the owners are kind of manipulating the players in the pay cycle? Because although we have these huge salaries, not everybody's spending that money.
No, they're not. I mean, the amount of revenues that have continued to go to the owners have increased. Salaries for the players in the aggregate have gone down three consecutive seasons. And you're right. I mean, sure, there are these mega deals. There's still 300 outstanding free agents out there. There's still a bunch of players, you know, in salary arbitration. People forget that, it's a lot of money. But, I mean, compared to Max Scherzer making $43 million a year, you know, the average or the league minimum is about $650,000. There's a very large number of players that don't make $1 million a year. And what has shifted dramatically, and this is part of the reason we're in a lockout, is owners went, you know what, these large contracts that we're giving veterans where their performance will drop toward the end of their careers and we're paying for past performance, you know what, we can do better analytics and we can scout better and we'll put our risk on young players. Well, there's an advantage to this, right? They don't have to pay them as much. Mm. So what you have going is that the players are trying to come back around, are trying to get more money up front. So they're trying to get players into salary arbitration a year early, which gets them into free agency earlier. They're trying to raise the league minimum, and they're trying to increase the luxury tax ceiling so that veterans can potentially get paid more. You put those all things together, and of course the league wants to stay in the status quo. They've made, you know, gains over the last 20 plus years. So they don't want to give that stuff up. The players are trying to get some of that back. But yeah, I mean, just because we saw, you know, $2 billion in signings, that was largely around about 30 plus players. And, it's a lot of money going to a very small percentage of the pie.
So when you think about the sticking points here, there's so many of them. But what do you think, I guess, in your experience in having seen this decline in the last few years, what do you think is going to be the thing that gets them back to the table? And then who do you think is more likely to have to compromise more?
Well, I mean, that February 1st deadline is really when things, I think, are going to move. Mm-hmm. I mean, games, you know, there's nothing, there are no givens, right? They could lose games. But look, there's so much money tied up for the owners now, whether it's, you know, gambling now, which is a huge part of sports in general. You know, they lost all the gate revenues in 2020 due to the pandemic and part of 2021. I just don't see the owners, you know, willing to chalk that down again. So that'll be a key driver. That's the new deadline. If something was going to shift, I think the big thing that the players are asking for, you know, one of the things is that tanking has become a thing. It's not, you know, we talk about this in other sports, but in baseball, the way that the draft order goes is if you have the worst record in the league, then you get the first draft pick, and it goes backwards from there. Well, you know, if you want to decide you want to stink, you're going to stink really bad. And the players are going, look, there's so much money pouring into the sport. There's no excuse for teams not to want to try to be competitive. Look, I get that the Mariners, after 20 years of futility, have tried something new. Okay, we can use that as an outlier. But teams that have been hanging around the bottom, teams like the Pirates and others, the Orioles are another one, that have, you know, habitually hung around the bottom and lived off revenue sharing and centralized money, that's not fair to fans. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can also make a case that there's no reason for the Chicago Cubs or the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers to tank in order to procure draft picks when they have plenty of resources to do all of that stuff reasonably.
Yeah. And now, I mean, you mentioned that, and you mentioned Max Scherzer and his $43 million. That is higher than three teams currently have for an entire payroll. The Pirates, yeah. Orioles, and Cleveland Guardians. I mean, the rosters aren't set yet, but they all have payrolls for their 20-plus players that are under $43 million this year.
Yeah, and that's an indictment on those teams, not on Max Scherzer on the Mets.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't know about you guys, right? But we live in a small market, and you can make some cases that small markets are under some constraints for revenues. But you you would want your owners, if you could, to get them to go out and be really hyper aggressive around getting superstars. And there's logic behind this, right? It doesn't always work out. The Yankees have missed the playoffs in the World Series before with really high payrolls. But for the majority, right, it holds true. The best talent gets the best money. And you want your team owners to try and do that sort of thing. So excuses don't last very long. The Pirates shouldn't be a 10-year habitual cellar dweller. It's just bad form. And so I think the players have a legitimate gripe about that. Yes, there's money involved. You know, you're increasing money for everybody. But again, the competitiveness of your league and the product that you provide on the field or in arenas needs to be, you know, something that is a driver in making owners money. It shouldn't be let's hang around the bottom and cut our revenues or margins. So low attendance, but our costs aren't very high. So we're cool because we're making money. That's just bad for sports. I mean, that you should want your teams to be competitive.
You know, I can see, I think I can see what your response is going to be to this, but Rob Manfred apparently said that the union's proposal of shortening time and getting guys to free agency earlier would be bad for small market teams. But it doesn't seem that way if you're winning or you're committing to it, because those guys are leaving anyways if they're drafted to a cellar dweller that doesn't want to spend. What do you make of Manfred's comments about the union's proposal being bad for small markets?
Look, right now, as it stands, right? So the plan or that the proposal that's being offered is that all players that have 2 years of service time would go into salary arbitration, meaning they would go into free agency a year earlier. Right now, there are a group of players, 20% of the players that have service level two go into salary arbitration. It's this weird thing that looks at like the total number of hours that a guy has, and the 20% of the highest ones go into salary arbitration. So it's not like it's some big leap. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to add another 80% in. Okay, fine. But it shouldn't be that big of a deal. For one thing, if you really want to make a case for this, I can make an argument that I would want to sign a veteran that's a year younger, mm-hmm. because you're going to get more value at the tail end of their contract.
Yep.
So it avoids these albatross deals that we see where I can't unload some veteran because they're making so much money, but their performance isn't there.
Well, and it just feels like you're sort of wanting to have your cake and eat it too. Like you're upset that you're having to pay veterans past their prime into these, like the back half of their deals, these massive deals that they make when they're free. But then you don't want to release them from their rookie deal a year earlier, because then you'd have to pay them for their prime. So it seems like you're like, how it doesn't seem like it seems very double-sided.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately what was ruled on in 1975 by an arbitrator was really, and this is an amazing thing, and nobody talks about this, every player could be a free agent. And that the Players Association didn't want that, because they, in their wisdom, said, if we flood the market, it'll actually increase supply and lower demand, right? Mm-hmm. And so with that, you know, players would get paid less. So they kind of trickled them out. So this idea of the, you know, the owners not being able to afford this, all they have to do is pay most players in 3 years the league minimum. That's it. They go into salary arbitration and they start to be making a little bit more, but it's still constrained. Wow. It's not until they get to 6 years. And the average contract life, the average, is about 3.5 years. So players that even get to free agency is so small compared to the total. So their argument doesn't really hold much water. I mean, you want to use that argument. You guys, they're controlling, like I said, most players for 3 years.
Wow.
So I don't see that as a valid argument.
Maury Brown, check him out on Twitter, Bizball Maury, Forbes contributor and local guy, and hell of a great guy. So thank you for the time, Maury. Always appreciate it, man.
All right, you two have a great day. Take care. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.